Results are now in Alabama from the primary races there. We're joined again by Pat Duggins, news director for Alabama Public Radio. And Pat, we talked about four races with you yesterday, and let's go through them really quickly. First was Representative Parker Griffith. He was the one that switched from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party last year. Did he end up succeeding in the primary?
Well, I'm afraid in that case, Celeste, you can chalk one up to the Tea Party, because no, he did not. In fact, Tea Party supported candidate Mo Brooks got more than 50% of the vote. Actually, Parker Griffith got in the 30s, so he will not be able to run in the general election in November. So after switching from the Democrats to the Republicans, Parker Griffith is out.
Okay, and also Democratic Congressman Artur Davis, he was trying to become Alabama's first African-American nominee for governor, and yet Ron Sparks won that race. So a lot of people are going to attribute this to race in this particular case. Can that be an argument?
Well, I think that every political scientist that I've ever spoken to says that when you have a two-person race, you're going to have 40% that loves one candidate, 40% that loves the other candidate, and then the 20% are the undecideds. If you go for the undecideds but you don't take care of your base, you wind up losing, and I think a compelling argument could be made. That's what happened to Artur Davis. He did not seek the support of four very powerful African-American political organizations in Alabama. They threw their support behind Ron Sparks, who happens to be white, as an aside, and Ron Sparks not only won, he really won. He led 62% of the vote.
So you're saying a strategy instead of race in that particular case. But we got to touch on these other two candidates that we talked about yesterday who've become something of internet phenomenons. The first was the Republican candidate for governor, Tim James. His campaign ad has been widely spoofed, in which he said he would give the driver's license exam only in English. We speak English here in Alabama. How did he do?
Well, unfortunately, it was much more of a rough ride on the Republican side for the gubernatorial race here in Alabama. Bradley Byrne, he's the gentleman who was blasted for supporting evolution in the schools in one campaign ad. He had 28% of the vote. He's going to the runoff, definitely. The second spot in the runoff apparently is a tie between Robert Bentley and Tim James, the fellow with the English-only ads. They have about 25% of the vote, but Robert Bentley is leading by 140 votes, so we're just kind of waiting for the Secretary of State's office to decide which of the two is going to be in the July runoff against Bradley Byrne.
And now the guy you called the YouTube King, Dale Peterson, running for Alabama Agricultural Commissioner. He was the one that appeared riding on a horse and at the end laid his rifle across his arms. How did he do?
He should stick to YouTube, unfortunately. He lost. There's going to be a runoff for Agriculture Commissioner, but Dale Peterson will not be in it.
But a hit on YouTube, that's for sure. Pat Duggins, news director for Alabama Public Radio, author of the forthcoming book, non-political book, Trailblazing Mars, NASA's Next Giant Leap.